Hey, Church Girl. Welcome to Church Girl Gang, a podcast where we get to talk about life, living for Jesus, and everything in between, and how that affects us in the here and now. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation with you. Church Girl, welcome back to another episode of the Church Girl Gang podcast. My name is Kinsey and I will be your host for today's episode. And I'm really excited to dive into another episode of this podcast today because this is another episode of season two, Summer of Secrets. And this season has been just so fun to be a part of and share with you guys. And of course, today I'll be unpacking another one of my deepest, darkest church girl secrets. But before I do, I've just got to take a minute and tell you about the dress I'm wearing. No, this is not an ad. This is not sponsored. I just put on this dress this morning and realized that it has pockets, and I'm just obsessed with that, and I felt like I should share it with you guys. You know, we do have some guy listeners on this podcast, and dudes, I've just got to say, like, you guys have no idea the revelation that it is every time a girl puts on a dress and it has pockets. It's awesome. You can put your phone, pockets are great. You put your phone in them, put your keys in your pockets. It's incredible. Pockets, y'all. This is amazing. It literally has nothing to do with anything, and I hope that you guys enjoyed hearing me talk about pockets on dresses. okay, like I said, I'm gonna be unpacking another secret today, and if you haven't already read the title of today's episode, don't look, because I'm gonna tell you the secret. The secret is this: I have always been a major geek. Y'all may be thinking, like, what kind of secret is that? Well, I have to tell you, first of all, not every secret is super juicy, but second of all, if you've ever been a geek girl like me, then you know that it can sometimes feel a little embarrassing. In fact, I've met lots of people who have tried to pretend to be something that they are not, like being maybe a little dumber or pretending that they have different interests than they actually do. Maybe you yourself have done that, even if you're not super nerdy like I have been. Maybe you've experienced something like that where you've tried to pretend to be something that you're not. I know I actually have. It all started for me when I was in the third grade, and that's when I stopped being homeschooled and started going to school with like other real people. It wasn't just my sister and my mom. I had always been pretty smart, but I really pushed myself as a kid just out of a sense of perfectionism. And I'm a little bit competitive, and I really liked, honestly, I really liked beating other people. Listen, if there's any psychologists out there, I know you've probably already got like my whole self pegged. Stop dissecting me right now and start listening to this story. Okay. This is important. I was the kid who like won all the math speed drills. I got the awards for reading the most books every year. I even remember one year I made some parents mad for getting like the smart kid school awards. And I got like a scholarship because I got like the highest grades or something. And anyway, I was so nerdy. Like, seriously, I even got science awards. That's how nerdy I was. Like, science awards, y'all, it's one thing to get like a reading or a writing thing, this or that, but a science award, that's when you know like you're the nerdiest kid. I loved all the geeky things too, like Star Wars and superheroes and mythology and just those kind of stuff. I mean, but honestly, who doesn't love superheroes? I don't know. If you don't love superheroes, well, I guess you do you. You do you. That's kind of the point of today's episode. So you do you. But I don't believe you if you say you don't love superheroes. Listen, here's another thing. Like, hit me up anytime for random history facts. I've got a ton memorized. Like, that's how nerdy I was and still am. I remember going through times in my life, especially in high school, when I felt like I didn't fit in. I just wanted to be cool. Like, seriously, I just wanted to be cool. And unfortunately, I wasn't that good at, like, cool stuff, especially, like, sports. You know, most people who are good at sports, everyone thinks they're kind of cool. I'm so uncoordinated. It's almost not even funny. Like, I tried to do some sports. I tried to do volleyball. I did run a lot in high school, but that's not really, like, that's not cool. That's not, like, I don't know. It's not, like, a cool sport, you know. I tried to do volleyball. Honestly, even if I ever tell you that I was good, I wasn't. Like, I just was not good at those kinds of things. Anyway, I tried my best to fit in, and I remember there were times when I didn't talk about things that I was really interested in with people. And I love to talk. I mean, here I am. I've got a podcast. Like, I love to talk. In fact, I looked at the people around me, and I just tried so hard to be like them. And unfortunately, the problem was I was terrible at being other people. It just made me more awkward, and inside I was definitely more uncomfortable. Outside awkward, inside uncomfortable. You guys have seen those kinds of people. They, you know, they're trying. It took me a long, long time, like 20 years, to realize that I may be awful at being like a Samantha or a Stevie, but I'm really great at being Kenzie, okay? And you are really great at being you. Here's the thing. I am actually honoring God when I am who He made me to be. And yes, for those of you who are saying this, we can all become better versions of ourselves and even work towards becoming more like Christ. That's important. That's called sanctification. And being like Jesus really is being the best version of yourself. And I truly believe that. But the point I'm trying to make is that God made you on purpose for a purpose, okay? He gave you certain attributes and characteristics that no one else has. Okay, there's no one out there who likes the things you like and acts the way you do and looks the way you do. There is no one with that specific combination. God wants you to use those giftings, who you are, to glorify Him and grow His kingdom in a way that no one else can. In fact, Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, I'll just read this. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Here are some key parts that I want you to take home today from that Bible verse. Number one, we are His workmanship. God made you. And He didn't just throw you together. He didn't just grab some bottles of good at cooking and some bottles of has great hygiene and some bottles of bubbly personality and threw them together just to see what would happen. No. He drew out key blueprints for you. He came in with the plan, and He knew exactly who and how He wanted you to be. Number two, God prepared you for good works beforehand. This is all I'm going to say about this. God has a purpose for your life. God prepared you for good works beforehand. That means God has a purpose for your life. Let me say it one more time, because sometimes it's hard for us to grasp that. God has a purpose for your life. And that leads us to number three. We should walk in them. being who God has made you to be and doing what he has purposed you to do, it doesn't happen by accident. It's a choice. We should walk in them. It's an action. We should walk in them. Today is your day. Choose to walk in the purposes that God has laid out for you. So remember, I'm going to repeat these really quick. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. 1, God made you on purpose. 2, he has a plan for your life. And 3, we all need to choose to pursue that. Okay? Don't be anyone else this week. Just be you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon, church girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. And if you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram. Please do that. We'd love to hear from you. And also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kinsey Carice or heading to kinseycarice.com for more content just like this. Bye.